Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I don't know if you guys are anything like me, but I strongly dislike cooking dinner in the house in the summertime. I don't like heating up the house. I don't like being inside cooking when I could be outside enjoying the beautiful weather. I don't like trying to keep track of the kids and what they're doing outside while I go inside for a half hour to make dinner. I don't love anything about it. So I came up with a list here that I'm going to share with you guys on meals that you can cook, and healthy meals at that, that you can cook this summer and make that do not require you to use your oven, right? And some of these are crock pots, some of these are on the grill, some of these are like, you know, just whip them together. But I strongly encourage you guys to copy and paste this into the notes section of your phone so that when you're meal planning and meal prepping this summer, you can just go straight to that list. I'm going to put the list in the show notes so you guys can go down to the show notes and grab it and copy and paste it from there. So, all right. Let's dive into some ideas here for you guys. And if you guys literally take this list, you guys probably don't have to meal plan or meal prep for like a month. And this can give you so many different ideas. So isn't that exciting? All right, let's start with no heat. So this doesn't require you to use the oven or the stove. So pinwheels. So kind of taking a tortilla and putting in meats and cheeses and whatever, and kind of making it like a sandwich, but rolling it up and just slicing it. Those are also amazing to take with you, like if you're going on like a float trip, or if you're going camping, or if you're out and about for the day, like going to the zoo or a museum or something like that. Those are amazing because they're not really messy. Like the kids can just grab them and they're small. So those are perfect for, you know, putting in like a little container and taking with you. Avocado toast, that's like my favorite. And different salads, of course. You can do Cobb salads, chicken Caesar salads, any sort of a salad. And even having like a salad bar for dinner is kind of fun, and letting the kids kind of pick and choose their own toppings. Wraps and paninis, of course, you can do. Paninis you can throw in the air fryer if you want, or you can even throw those on the grill to make them hot. So you definitely don't have to do them in the oven or on the stovetop. You can just throw them in the toaster oven, or to throw them in, like I said, the air fryer, throw them in the grill. Those are amazing. Paninis are so yummy. Any sort of a tuna salad or a chicken salad are also great options. So crock pot, let's move to crock pot. Pulled pork, shredded barbecue chicken, or shredded buffalo chicken. And I'm going to come back to that because there's other things you can do there. Mexican chicken, so just taking chicken and putting like salsa and corn and black beans in with it. Chicken fajitas can go in the crock pot, sloppy joes, Italian beef, pork chops, taco meat. Taco meat, you guys, by the way, is one of my favorite things to do, even not in the summer. I'll put 2 pounds of ground beef in the crock pot in the morning and put the taco seasoning in there already. And I'll just mash it up really quickly if I can, like if it's already defrosted. But if not, I'll just like let it go for a while and just like mash it up later. It is amazing. I even love doing that on the weekends because I don't always love to cook after we've been gone all day at sports and all the things. So taco meat is something that is super simple anytime. Okay. So those are things that you can do in the crock pot, and I'll come back to some of those on the grill. Chicken wings, quesadillas, and doing different types of quesadillas. So you can do like a Mexican quesadilla, like a fajita type of quesadilla, you know, or putting the taco meat in a quesadilla, and then kind of putting, you know, really whatever, but like jalapenos and shredded cheese, or just taco meat and shredded cheese for the kids, and kind of making it like a crunch wrap thing. Isn't that what they have at Taco Bell? I saw a commercial for it the other day. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. You can do like pepperoni pizza quesadillas, or pizza quesadillas in general. Ham and cheese quesadillas, cheeseburger quesadillas, breakfast quesadillas, where you're putting like scrambled eggs and different veggies in there, or maybe you're just putting eggs and cheese in there for the kids, and then veggie quesadillas. So, all right, I'll come back to a couple of those things. So also on the grill, or like on the Blackstone or anything like that, breakfast for dinner. So eggs, pancakes, French toast, veggies for omelets, On the grill, fajitas are also great on the grill. You can do flatbreads, so like barbecue chicken flatbread, meatball flatbreads, pepperoni pizza flatbread, sub flatbread, where they can pick their own meat. You know, like maybe one kid wants to do ham and one kid wants turkey and cheese, and you know, maybe one wants tomatoes and one doesn't, whatever. Fajita flatbreads, buffalo chicken flatbreads. You can also do homemade pizzas on the grill. Shrimp fried rice. That is one of our favorite things to do on the Blackstone, is shrimp fried rice or any sort of like a rice with veggies and a meat. It is so simple and so easy. It takes like no time at all. Fish tacos on the grill. So you can make your fish on the grill and then turn them into tacos. Kebabs on the grill are amazing and super simple. Burgers on the grill, of course. If you're wanting to do lower carb, you can do like a lettuce wrapped burger, which is really, really yummy. And some different side dishes that you can do. Cucumber salad, one of my favorites. Fruit salad, just cutting up a bunch of different fruits and making a salad out of it. Pasta salads, any sort of a lettuce salad that I mentioned above. Jello. I think sometimes we forget about Jello and how simple it is. And then my favorite thing is just making fruit and veggie trays in the summer and having them just made, like pre-made, ready to go in the fridge. And then that way, anytime like lunch or dinner, I can just pull them out of the fridge and set them out, and our side options are there. So I do not overthink dinner in the summertime at all. Like I feel like the kids are home and they're snacking more often than what I would love them to. And I just feel like I just feel like the kids snack a lot in the summer. They're going to the pool and there's snacks at the pool. They're going to friends' houses and there's snacks there. Like, I just feel like it's like snack central in the summertime. So, and my husband works outside in the summer, so he doesn't love to eat a lot in the summer because he is hot and he doesn't like the feeling of being full and being like hot and sweaty. So, and yeah, and I'm not a big, I love eating dinner, but I don't love to eat a lot in the summertime either, and just feeling like bloated, and when it's hot outside, I just don't love it. So we don't make dinner like a big deal in the summertime. Like, yes, of course we eat it, but don't overthink, I guess is what I meant to say, dinner in the summertime. Like there are so many fresh fruits and vegetables around us that are so yummy and so delicious that you can turn into different salads. You can grill them, you can have them raw. I mean, so many different things to do that. You know, I think so many times, and you know, parents in general, and you know, I'm sure, you know, us moms, like we sit there and think like, okay, what are we having for dinner? And we have to think that we have to spend 45 minutes on cooking this awesome meal, right? But so often, some of the favorite things that I cook, the kids are like, that was really good, right? And different like salsas that you can make with like grilled corn and black beans and avocado, like there's so many delicious things that are so simple that we can do in the summertime that just don't overthink it is my biggest thing. Make veggies and fruits in the summertime your best friend, and just as long as you have a protein with it, like you're gonna be good, right? But going back to the list, like I mentioned a couple things a couple different times, but my favorite thing to do is to make, let's just say, like a crock pot of barbecue chicken, like shredded barbecue chicken, and then I will repurpose that like two or three different ways throughout the week. So I might make shredded barbecue chicken in the crock pot, say like on a Monday night, and we eat it for dinner that night, just like in a wrap or like on a sandwich or just plain with, you know, the sides. But then I'll go ahead and turn around and put it on, make like barbecue chicken salads. So like the next night, so we'll have, you know, lettuce, and then we'll put the barbecue chicken on it, or we'll put it on a wrap, or we'll put it on a pizza or a flatbread or whatever, like in a quesadilla, like doing a barbecue chicken quesadilla. So get creative a little bit, and just remember, like doubling things, like the actual meat in the beginning of the week, and then repurposing it different ways throughout the week is going to be your best friend, not only in summertime, but all the time. And it's just one of my favorite things to do, especially like taco meat. I'll make like 2 or 3 pounds of taco meat sometimes, and just, you know, in the crock pot that first night, and we'll have tacos with it. But then maybe the next night for dinner, we're having taco salads, or we're gonna do something. What else can we do with tacos? Oh my gosh, I'm like losing my train of thought. We might do soft tacos like a couple of days later, right? Or my husband will take it for lunch, or you know, I'll make it for lunch too. But there's just so many different things that you can do with just like one meat that sometimes we think like, oh, I have to make, you know, five different meals every single night of the week. Like totally not true. Even like fajitas, like making fajita meat and like the peppers and the onions and stuff in the crock pot and eating them like fajitas the first night with like tortillas, or like wraps or whatever, but then throwing them in a quesadilla the next night and just like making them a little different, or putting it on a salad, or putting it on a flatbread, or putting it on a pizza. There's so many different things that we can do that sometimes we're just like, oh, what am I gonna do? And we get so like, oh my gosh, right? Another one of my favorite things to do too is making like eggs and veggies, and then like pancakes or whatever for the kids, and then we eat it that way. And then like the next night, we'll do eggs and veggies like in a bowl, like a almost like a breakfast bowl, right? With like potatoes. Like sometimes I'll just like make potatoes too and put it like in a breakfast bowl. And that is so good. Like you can put salsa on top or avocados, whatever you want to do there. That's really good. And even just making like omelets one night and then like doubling the amount of veggies and then eating the veggies in a different way the next night. Like batch cooking more in the summertime is like my jam 110% because I don't love to be inside cooking at all. But even like I said earlier, like the buffalo chicken and the barbecue chicken, like that, and taco meat, like those are amazing ways to make it that way the first time. And then putting it on a flatbread, putting it on a pizza, putting it inside a wrap, and making it just a little bit different, but still the same meat. And then living off of like veggie trays and fruit trays, like that is one of my favorite things. I'll even make like a cucumber salad earlier in the week and having that fruit and veggie tray. And like we'll just like munch on that as our sides like all week long. And you would think that the kids get bored of it, and they really don't. Like as long as I've got like cucumbers and carrots and like sugar snap peas, I just I'm like, okay, tonight, what do you want? Like pick one. And sometimes they'll just pick carrots, right? Or the next night I'm like, okay, well you had carrots last night, let's do cucumbers. But then sometimes they'll have like a little bit of all the things. So I just try not, I'm just like not controlling over it, and I don't really care as long as they're eating their fruits and veggies, it doesn't really matter. But another really simple thing too is buying the box, like the spring mix or whatever in a box, like that Organic Girl, if you guys see it like in that clear plastic thing. That is like my best friend as well, all season long, but especially in the summer, because it is the quickest salad you would ever have in your life. You literally grab a handful of it, put it on the plate, and drizzle some dressing over it, and it's done. Like, don't overthink it, in the way that you have to add all these toppings on a salad all the time. Greens with just a little bit of dressing on it is our go-to at least probably once or twice a week. Yes, you can get fancy with it, but don't feel like you have to. And especially for moms, if you're wanting to cut on calories and not put like creamy dressings on your salads all the time, olive oil, like a drizzle of olive oil with salt and pepper and like a fresh squeezed lemon on top, like lemon juice on top is so good as a salad dressing. Or I feel like there's like olive oil stores everywhere these days. So going to an olive oil store and getting a good olive oil that's infused with like sweet orange and whatever. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like the different olive oils. You can get a cherry balsamic oil and I'm forgetting all the different, like an herb and garlic one. And so try different ones and maybe just get little bottles of them and just try that out on top of your salad. A red wine balsamic is vinaigrette is sometimes my favorite. I used to buy one from a winery that we went to all the time, and oh my gosh, it was so good. And it just changed up the flavor a little bit and didn't have all the calories and had the good fats of an olive oil, right? So, all right. Well, I hope you guys enjoy these different summer recipes or food ideas, if you will, and go ahead, like I said, I'm going to put them in the show notes. Go ahead and grab them out of the show notes, copy and paste them into the notes section of your phone. And you're welcome for having your meal planning done basically for like the next month of the summer. Talk to you guys next time. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.